This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast. And chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And now, buddy, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. Another edition of Podcast and Chill. And today it's the last dance, Ghost Lady. It's the last dance.
Ha.
Last dance.
How?
We are losing our Michael Jordan.
You're reaching.
Yeah.
You're reaching.
The Michael Jordan of the podcast, or should I say the Leonce of the podcast.
It's like Destiny's Child is falling apart.
Yeah. It's like, what's that other group? Tear gas.
Yeah, tear gas.
One Direction.
Ish. But no tears though.
Yeah.
None shall be shed.
But there is direction.
Oh no, direction should always be there. Okay. Just without the one.
So in case you're wondering what's happening, it is Len's last show on the podcast. It's like the very last time we're going to be together with their pool. So are you telling me the pool lasted longer than you?
Nah, I've been longer than the pool.
Yeah, no. The pool is just, yeah.
Nah, the pool is a...
The pool is Michelle.
It arrived the other day. Nah, I've been here longer than the pool.
Exactly.
So it should, like, just chill.
Does this mean you're going to unsubscribe?
To what?
To the channel.
From the channel.
Why?
No, I'm just asking.
No.
But we're trying to get to 100,000. No. every subscribe counts.
Maybe when you get to 100,000, then I'll unsubscribe.
How?
And it's 99,999.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm kidding. No, man. No.
There we go, bro. We even got you a bottle of Shampopo. Please do the honors.
Open it.
Open it.
You can't. No. You are being disingenuous now.
I don't know how to open these things. I would.
Okay. I only have usage of my one hand.
Okay. Ghost Lady, will you open for us?
Yes, I can open it.
Yeah. Open for us.
If I open it, then I'm going to see flames the rest of the day.
Is it? Is your hand still fucked?
Yes.
From Durban.
What happened to your hand, bro?
I don't know. I slept, I woke up. This had started in Durban, right? Yeah.
Oh, big shout out to everybody that came through to Durban, man. Fucking hell. What an awesome party. I don't know. We had so many chillers down there.
Like, we had a whole lot of people. But I'm so surprised. Why didn't people take, like, showing pictures? Yeah. I'm, like, craving to see people.
Yeah. No, a lot of people took pictures.
I saw a couple, actually.
Eh?
I saw a couple during
the week. You saw a couple during the week?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty dope, man. Durbanites know how to party.
And they were aggressively looking for the ghost lady. He was aggressive down there.
And underground alcohol in Durban is actually cheaper than in Joburg.
Is it?
What do you mean?
What did you buy?
No, isn't like, no, not me. Somebody that I know went to look for a bottle of Hennessy.
Uh-huh. And how much did they get it for?
At like 12 o'clock on a Saturday. They got it for like 450.
Damn.
Oh, nice.
That's like when you buy it at a Tops or
exactly.
a Macro or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That is so dope.
So that was, I was like, wow, okay, cool.
But I'm already looking forward to the next one. We got to go back to Durban.
No.
Ah,
I
Durban.
Want to go back to Durban.
Ah, Durban
I
was lit, to. Man. Ooh. Hey, there we go. There we go. Inda.
Not supposed to spill. I'm just asking.
You see, I don't drink these things. Last time I had Nyoko, remember, it was the Shampopo. But for the sake of the podcast, I'm going to have to drink today.
So that's MCC, not champagne.
Is that MCC?
Yes.
Isn't it the same shit?
No.
No.
Champagne is champagne because it comes from an area in France.
Oh, yeah.
So just like cognac as well.
Yeah.
So it's like drinking Clipdrift and thinking it's the same as Hennessy.
Yeah. So the show today is all about Leonce, aka Mazibugo, aka.
But why?
What else does he say, Ghost Lady?
He's been everything.
I stand to be corrected.
Asikolapo.
But why has it got to be about me?
It has to be
about the Chillers.
Podcast and Chillers about the Chillers, not any individual.
You're the original Chiller.
You're the original Chiller. You started this.
You started this shit.
But it's about the Chillers. Not today.
Yeah, not today.
Bro. They can chill for today.
Yeah. It's about you.
All 80,000 of them.
Yes. Okay. So let's start with why are you leaving the podcast?
It's reasons that are beyond. What's I'm looking for?
Oh, here it is.
There's things that I need to embark on that, yeah. Timing and everything. So I'm about giving 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give 100%.
Mm-hmm. Is this fine?
I'm going to wait for the day that you actually spill on top of that thing because you're pouring it on top of that and it doesn't work. Thank you very much.
You.
No, man, there's a journey that I'm embarking on that's literally going to take my time. So, yeah.
Is that the only reason?
Yes, that's the only reason.
Nah, you're lying, dog.
What's the other reason?
So you want me to put out a statement from my notes on my iPhone? Unfortunately, it's on 1%. I can't.
Breaking news.
No. Or you want me to do a thread?
No, we need a press release.
Well, they do press releases on iPhone notes these days.
Yeah.
I think, yes. So, yeah.
But you're lying. Let me tell you why Len's leaving the podcast.
Okay.
When we started this thing, right? It was... just for fun.
For fun, yeah.
Okay, you know what I mean? This is your version. Don't say I'm lying. Just say this is your version.
Okay.
Then
you correct me if I'm wrong.
This is your opinion.
This is your version.
Okay. Yes. So when we started the podcast, right? We're just doing it for fun. We never envisioned in our wildest dreams it would get this big. You get what I'm saying?
It'll become like a work now.
Yeah. Like it'll become so serious, you know? Mm. So I think we're at a point where the podcast now is infringing on our friendship.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
because of the demands.
Yeah, demands and other politics that arise, you know, when you have a squabble with a friend or a family member or someone close to you.
Yeah.
Because things like that happen, you know?
Okay.
So I think those things are starting to affect our friendship.
Okay.
So I think this move is to preserve that friendship.
The friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because podcasts come and go.
But friendship,
you know, and a friend like Len is hard to find. You know what I mean? Especially in the industry we're in.
Yeah.
That's what industry.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
But that's this thing is strong. Fuck me.
Because it's hot.
Yes.
Because it's hot.
Yo.
You could have at least put it in water first.
But am I right or am I wrong?
Partly yes. And partly there is something that I'm actually embarking on that is going to take my time.
Which, I think 2 months ago, Len, you did say this because there was a time where you were like, you know, this is the last. And we deleted that part.
Yeah, we cut it out.
Yeah, we cut it out. Literally.
I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago.
No, it was like 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
And Len, this time, Len did this during while we were recording. And we're like, Len, how could you do this to us?
Yeah.
And he did say, there are just things I want to embark on. And there are things like, right now, I don't have the time for the podcast. And so. But at least now...
So it's an encompassment of a lot of things.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I got a couple of voice notes from some of your closest friends and chillers as well.
Called me on some... Oh, why are you leaving?
Don't worry.
I knew this was coming.
Okay.
Mm.
See, I can't keep a secret.
Yeesh.
That's how bad I am. All right, cool. Let me find the first voice note from a chiller. Okay.
Is that a raindrop?
Let's go.
Those hojas that fly.
Oh, let's start here. Remember that girl that pranked you when you said you had a threesome?
Yes.
Let me find her. Where is she?
What's her name?
Non-tube-zeg or something. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had an entire conversation with somebody and you even butchered their name.
You butchered their name.
Hey, like, dog, you know I'm bad with names,
bro. Did you just
bro?
Say non
tu? Yeah. Okay, cool. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right, here we go.
Farewell, Len. Farewell, uhambe kahle. We hope everything, wherever you're going or where you will be focusing from now on, will bring into fruition nothing but blessings. so many blessings that you will run out of space to store them. And I hope that at all times you remember that at heart you're a chiller.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you go, you keep telling people to subscribe. And you keep telling people about the channel. And yeah, man, hope and pray for nothing but blessings for you and nothing but better and better doors to open. And hope that you always stand to be corrected. Don't bow. Don't knee. Don't sit. Stand to be corrected at all times. We love you so much. We hope all your plans come into fruition. We hope your marriage will be perfect because you told us you're getting married. We know we're not invited, but we hope all goes well and wish nothing but blessings. Love you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Non Tobeko.
Yes.
I'm assuming that's her name.
Huh? Yes.
I'm assuming that's her name because I agree, like, the name was butchered and it was given in like 20 different
that
variations.
Feels more like it. Not Non Tobeko.
Yeah. Non Tobeko, right?
Yeah, Non Tobeko.
Yes. So thank you very much. Oh, that's the shortened version. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you for the prank.
She got you on that one, eh?
She partly got me. Not totally. Partly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the weddings are still happening.
Whose wedding?
Your wedding. Are we invited?
I know I'm playing. Fuck you, dog. I'm playing. Whether you like it or not.
Who said I'm having a wedding?
You said.
I said I am. So a wedding is an event.
Is that why you're leaving? You're preparing for the wedding.
A wedding is an event, right? But getting married to someone or doing the right thing, that's a completely different story.
Okay.
But yes, there will be an event, and yes, maybe I'll give you guys a competition to run to invite 10 chillers with their partners to come through.
Oh,
all right. Here's another voice note.
Hinda, Warimi Ini podcast family, Meg G, the Ghost Lady, and Lenny Mleko.
Who's
Sunny here from Venda. This is sad, man. Sad to Len that Len will be leaving the show. But Len, thank you so much for the contribution on the show. I think we've learned a lot from you. Evoked conversation that are really insightful. We had fun. And most importantly, we just enjoyed your company. And I think that element of Len would be missed on the show. I think Len is one of the people that just don't agree to anything and everything, you know, and quite knowledgeable, informative as well. And yeah, I mean, I think it is what it is. There's a lot to say about Len, but I'll just keep it short and sweet. Whatever you'll be doing in future, all the best, and you'll surely be missed. And I'm sure you'll continue to be part of the podcast family. Richie Lawaya Waya. That's just it. Do enjoy whatever you'll be doing in future. And in your famous words, for a lack of a better word, you were dope on the show. Love you long time, brother.
Love you too, Hooli man. Love you too. Thank you very much. It was, if I could relive the journey again, I would do it. No regrets. And I enjoyed each and every person that I interacted with, whether on Twitter, whether on Instagram, whether on the comments. Mm. It was nice. It was not even nice. Nice. Okay, I'm saying nice for lack of a better word. It was beyond nice. I can't even find the word. Because if I had to choose any other word, it would not do justice to it. Mm. So, yeah, I enjoyed the ride. It was a beautiful ride. It was a poetic ride. Mm. It was an artistic ride.
Mm.
And yeah, it's people like Non Tobeko and Holy Sani and all the other guys that are gonna say whatever they say now that made it a fruitful one, actually. Yeah.
Here's your best friend. Tier one friendship. Lungelo. Here's Lungelo.
Hello, podcast and chill team. It's Lungelo here. This is a message for Len. Len, buddy, quite bleak to hear about you leaving. But at the same time, I'm excited because that can only mean greener pastures. And I hope wherever you're going, you actually find your fit. We'll miss you. We'll miss the soccer jerseys. We will miss your knowledge, so to speak, or lack thereof, but the way you actually portray it as if you know what you're talking about. We'll miss you over-explaining stuff.
Over-explaining.
And fuck it, man. We'll miss the laughter, you know. But more importantly, I wish you well, buddy. And yeah, hope to see you soon somewhere on some screen. Cheers, later.
I think he's right with the jerseys. We must have a jersey here every week in memory of Len. Oh. With the glasses.
I'm not dead. I'm not dead. Whoa. I am not dead. I am not dead. No, don't do that.
This can be like our highway.
No. Rather retire this side of this. Of the couch.
I can see DJ Sammy and Sipo going.
They probably sent in their CVs already.
Limbabs.
Here's your opportunity. Or maybe you can resurrect Katleho.
Oh, shit.
Because he can come here and change a diet.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, you don't want no STDs, dog. why is Lungelo your best friend?
We grew up together. We grew up from the same hood. His family was my family. My family was his family. In fact, I was actually best friends with his brother before, because I was in the same class as his brother. But his brother, Abansha Pakasteena. And then I gravitated towards Lungelo. And then we just connected. And we just became soldiers of the same struggle. You can even hear the way he speaks. That's pretty much how I speak, kind of thing, you know? And funny enough, we loved law together. That's why he's a lawyer.
Mm.
I just took a different route.
Mm.
And yeah, we fuck shit up together. He's my Siamese. Mm. Yeah.
So he'll be the best man at the wedding.
I'm going to put people in a ring. And then I'm going to have... There's Lungelo, there's Mulalo. There's many people. Okay, those two...
Hey, I'm not in there.
I don't trust
you. No, I'm looking for Naga. I'm looking for Naga. Isn't Naga also in that ring?
Naga is going to be the bouncer, I guess.
Oh, for that wedding?
Yes.
Wow.
No, if Naga is in the ring, then everybody's gone. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's... I think it's those... Lungelo and Mulalo. Mm. And the rest can fight it out. And then whoever wins, then there'll be a three-way. You know, like wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, a three-way split type of thing. Then whoever. But if...
They're
if,
just if, part... Okay, if who's, you can, if you who's can, part of the groomsmen he get list? Okay, there's a best man. You see, Mekhi is not going to make it to the best man.
I said...
Is he part of the groomsmen?
I said, I am not going to have... Okay, in the event that I have that kind of wedding,
mm-hmm.
right? Genuinely, I don't know how to work things out, but you can always reinvent the wheel. I would love to have Mulalo and Lungelo be my best men.
Okay.
As combined, right?
All right.
And then the groomsmen will be... Jeez. You know when you grow old, you kind of like... Oh, Machete.
Mm. Paul.
Paul, definitely.
Mada.
Maada, yes. Spikiri has to be there as well.
I'll be on the subs bench. In case any of them can't make it.
Or if it's those
kind of boy.
Sure, or you're gonna sell.
Or if it's that wedding where there's got like 8 groomsmen, like 8 partners, then you'll make it.
Yeah.
Or number 8.
No, like, work with people to their strengths.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I don't expect MacGyver to be wearing a suit like for the whole day. Like, he's gonna be on. At some point, he's gonna go be like, "Fuck it, take off the pants and wear shorts with the
but
jacket."
But I'll do it for you, dog.
Yeah.
It's just one day.
It's just one day.
But I'm not gonna. Brafana as well. Mm. Tumelo Gino as Yaya as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So those are the if in the event that I get there.
All right, here's Murado, the one you speak so highly of, mm-hmm. who just happens to be my cousin, by the way. I introduced them.
So maybe he's taking your place.
Yeah, I guess so. One friend of another. Here we go.
Okay, it's so sad to see you leave, man, because I never imagined podcast and chill without you. Nonetheless, all the best in everything, man. And just remember one thing, podcast and chill will always be your home.
100%.
And take care. Much love to you, Mzwara.
Mzala.
Peace.
All right, Ankle Tap just sent one now.
I owe him a bottle of Green Label, actually.
Yo, what up, Len? It's DJ Ankle Tap. Shout out to you, bro. I heard you last day on the podcast. No idea why, bro. You're supposed to stay on that podcast for much longer. All the best to you, bro. Shout out to all the amazing episodes you've done. And yeah, man, keep being you, bro.
Dude, shout out to Ankle Tap. What a great guy. My word.
Solely loved.
Did you listen to that episode?
Loved, yeah,
episode.
Dude.
Episode. How did you what did you think?
It was so dope, man. It was refreshing. It was nice. Yeah. I couldn't stop laughing when I was editing.
We didn't miss you at all.
No one was there to say time's up. Okay, in rounding off. In closing. No.
I stand to be corrected. Mm-hmm. Right? But that's probably the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Episode that we've done.
Yeah. To date. Yeah.
And funny enough, did you see the numbers on it?
Yeah.
It's sitting on 27,000.
Wow. So what's the formula?
Like,
what's the secret?
I was thinking, you know what? No, a lot of people are not going to listen to this. It'll probably be one of our, but I'm like, I was surprised when I checked it out like this today. I was like, whoa.
But it was a dope episode. When I was editing it, I couldn't stop laughing.
Wow.
It was a dope episode.
Yeah.
Especially when you took a jab at Stapur.
Oh.
And then I was shocked to see him in Durban. What a cool guy.
Oh.
Please tell people how Ankle Tap ended up in Durban.
So he came here to record, obviously in the absence of Mac. And then he's like, oh, you guys are going to Durban. We're like, yeah. He's like, you guys should leave like now. You don't have to leave tomorrow because the plan was to leave on the Saturday morning.
The Saturday morning, yeah.
We're like, yeah, actually, you have a point. And then he's like, actually, I've got a gig somewhere. But fuck the gig. Is there space in the H1? We're like, yeah. He's like, I'm coming with you.
Wow.
And then literally we all left here.
Yeah.
He went to his place to get his stuff, went to my house, dropped his car, and then Ghost Lady and Mnaga came to my house.
Yeah.
They picked us up and then N3 was the road.
Dude, what a great
That's
guy,
how
man.
It happened. And
you're
the whole
a fucking
weekend,
superstar, man.
I know.
Ankle Tap, you're a fucking superstar, boy.
All right, here's my Ada.
Hey, the groomsmen. I'm so proud of both of you, man. You guys have extremely, extremely outdone yourselves. We go back from radio. Y'all started this thing before I even got on, you know. Seeing y'all still pushing your passion and enjoying what you love, you know, encourages me to keep going. I believe we're all sent on earth to serve. Before serving, we have to find our talents. And you guys have found those talents. Finding talents is the most difficult part, you know? People spend their whole lives looking for what they're good at. You guys are fortunate enough to have found it at a very young age, and I'm proud of y'all. Len.
Young age?
Brother. Young chief. Don't ever change. Ever, ever. You're genuine. You're true to yourself. You're super intelligent, you're funny, you're honest, you know, you're a complete human being, and I'm grateful to have you as a friend and call you a brother. Cheers and good luck. I'm hearing this for the first time that it's your last show. Hopefully this voice note makes it. Cheers, guys.
Away.
Yeah, that was his signature thing when he did his show. Missed that whistle. Missed playing tennis with him because I don't have a functioning hand. So, haven't played tennis with him. Very cool guy. Love him to bits. Genuine person. Very smart. Good peeps.
Yeah.
You know, funny that you're doing this. I hope I don't die in the coming days. They say... was it AKA on that song on Energy where he says, can I please get my flowers before I die?
Mm.
right? This kind of feels like getting my flowers before I die.
Mm-hmm. More like champagne.
So keep those voice notes, ne? And then edit them, and then
montage.
Yeah, montage for the eventuality. You know, when shit like that happens.
No, you ain't dying.
Nah, you ain't dying, dog. You're still with us, bro.
Keep the voice notes.
I'm still gonna annoy you. You thought I'm going? Fuck no. I was checking some of the old episodes because at the end of the show, I'm going to play like a montage from some of the old episodes. Mm. Mm-hmm. Dude, that shit is funny, man. If you go back and listen to some of the episodes from the beginning. Bro, that shit is funny, man. But I couldn't find Ayebo Kitty. I don't know which episode that was, man.
Snap.
Actually, I wanted to find that one. Anyway, here's another voice note. Guess from who? Take a guess.
It's from Yaya.
Yaya, I haven't played Yaya, eh? Yaya's coming. Take a guess, goes late.
His girlfriend?
No, she didn't send.
Oh,
ask her to send. She didn't send.
No, she's got meetings the whole day, Chief.
It's the first ghost lady.
Oh,
the original.
I almost said her name, but I'm not gonna.
Oh, okay. Here we go. You did.
Up, everybody. It's your favorite ex-ghost lady. I'd like to wish Abuti Len all the best in his future endeavors and to thank him so much for being the co-pilot to this amazing podcast. You have taught me and so many people so much, and the knowledge that you are always sharing with us is just out of this world. Listen, never stop being who you are. Always be the informant, because listen, thank you so much for everything, Len. I wish you honestly the best. And I know wherever you're going, whatever you're going to pursue from here on, you're just going to knock it out of the park as you always do. We love you, man. Stay away from coffee.
Yes. That's the first ghost lady.
You know what's funny? In what she just says. So the other day, I was coming back from the doctor, I think. I was coming back from work because I forced myself to go to work and I was not even supposed to. So I stopped at a garage and I met a guy. It's No Chill God 4D. I think that's his Twitter handle. And he's like, yo, dog, what's up? Podcast and chill. Wara wara.
No Chill God.
No Chill 4D God. Something like that.
Okay.
And then, so he was buying something at the garage.
Yeah.
Right? And he was literally like, yo, dog, can I buy you a coffee?
Wow.
I'm like, no.
Taking it back.
I'm like, we've moved beyond that. We've moved beyond that. But thank you to, was he the first or the second? Okay, yeah. Okay, well, let's call it the first, yeah. Thank you very much. She's actually like a little sister to me. Because I was good friends with her late brother.
Hmm.
So kind of adopted her as a little sister type of thing. So yeah, made love to her. And I know, Giddy Semba, and she's going to fuck shit up. I know she's going to fuck shit up.
Tell me the fact about the first time you met Lynn, Ghost Lady.
Oh, he ignored the shit out of me.
For real? Where was this?
You know, Len. You know, Len is that person, you never get offended. Like, it's just, you have, you know, not Len, Len first, like, you know, chills alone, you know, before emerging and then coming close to people. So it was like, no, okay, it's fine, it's fine. In fact, until after our first episode, that's when we finished and Len was like, he actually gave me a smile afterwards. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe you were impressed. You
clearly,
at the beginning, at the beginning, I think it was just like, hi, hi. I was like, no, okay, we were recording. But it's the way you are. I know, it's the way you operate.
Yeah, I think upon meeting me, I think it's something that runs in the family. And unfortunately, I went and dated a girl, or not dated because I'm still dating her, a girl who's got a... Is it a bitch resting face? Is that what it's called?
Oh, bitch resting face,
Yes. I think I've got a bitch resting face.
Oh, okay.
Which is something that runs in the family. So it's when you read my face, you will think that, okay, cool, this guy is not about me. But I also want to go, but I also don't want to impose. So I try to read the room, read the situation.
Yeah.
And I mean, the first time I met him, I wanted to fucking strangle his I wanted to strangle him.
Serious?
I've told you the story before.
Where then? When we're at Bosparad?
Yes, at Sun City. And then you try to fuck up my mission.
Yo.
No, was that the first time we met, dog?
Yes, that's the first time we got... Well, that's the first time I met you. We had been working in the same... Because I think the Bosparad at YFM in 2008 happened literally a week after I joined.
Because I remember from my recollection, I was doing a stand-in for More Flavor. And you guys were doing an OB in Rustenburg.
In Rustenburg, somewhere in Rustenburg, yeah.
Yes. And then I was standing in, you were doing sports on Chili M's show.
Yes.
Right? So we were all there. And then I ended up being in your room and we spoke until like 4 and 5 in the morning talking about radio.
Yeah.
Like kind of like the podcast. That's when it started.
Yes.
So the podcast started at YFM
in 2008.
Yeah. And from then we've been like a house on fire. That's my recollection.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, we slept at like 5 in the morning and we're just talking about radio. That's it.
I just remember meeting you the first time when Shapaga stayed, but it's okay.
Yeah.
The Bosbarad, which was also in Rustenburg area as well, ironically. Actually.
Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Len, I heard that it's your last show today.
You knew
that's
that
Penny.
It's, yeah, Penny, Penny.
Yeah. Let me start again. Penny.
Hey, Len, I heard that it's your last show today. And as you can hear from this fabulous voice, it's Penny, a.k.a. the ballerina, a.k.a. Laker of Things. And I'm sad that you're going, but we want to wish you well on your new journey. And you will forever be a chiller. Give you the thing. Some things are stamped, you know. And the podcast will forever remember you. And I was thinking, shit, he's skinny. But I mean, it looks good on you, you know. So, how are you, Kopili? Know that you've got a blessing from chillers. I don't know why I'm speaking on behalf of chillers, but hey, all the best, brah.
Oh, Penny's such a vibe.
Thank you,
man.
Penny. Penny's cool. I love Penny. Her energy is on another level.
Didn't she want your chops?
No, we just vibed.
That's what it's called.
Not that kind of vibe. So wait.
What chops?
She just said I'm skinny. So wait, which chops are you going to get from here? I know they say skinny never gets tired. But...
Yo!
Unless if the owner is reckless. And I live by that because I know. No, man. We just had like a very cool relationship. She knows. We just had a very cool relationship.
Yeah.
She's a very nice person. She's a very free-spirited person.
Yeah.
Like her and Maada are almost on the same level type of thing. Free-spirited and they just want to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I resonated with her so much. Despite some of the files that she dropped, but we're not going to go back there.
All right, here is another one of your best friends, Yaya.
Hey, Muliko. This is such a sad day in the life of the podcast. We are going to miss you, my brother, and it's going to take some time for us to get used to viewing without you being part of the podcast. But as such is life, we wish you all the best, my brother, and we love you. And please do come back sometime in the future. This is from Yaya.
Knowing Lenny might be back next week. I was joking, guys.
Next week is like, hi, it's the future. I'm back.
Because I know, like, any one of us can just call Len. We're like, Len, we need you, and you'll be back, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Jeez. How long is this episode?
As long as you want it to be. It's yours, bro. We're going to kill Ankle Tab's record.
Yeah.
Oh, so is that the aim?
Yeah.
Thank you, bruv.
Where do you come back with Yaya from?
We went to the same high school. He was my junior, actually. I think by 3, if not 4.
Oh, he's younger than you?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
We played cricket together. When he got to Joburg. In fact, the first time I went to a strip club, I was taken to a strip club by Yaya.
Royal.
Was, yes. No, that's the one, chief. And
was Kuli Jana there?
No. He was in your time. He was in your period.
I don't move in your circles, dog. Oh, no. I don't move in your circles.
He was in your era.
And it was simply as abrupt as there's a Kanye West song with a dancer girl who dates a basketballer or whoever. She dances like mad crazy. The song is from The Life of Pablo. I forgot the girl's name.
What is it?
Tiana
Tiana Taylor.
Yes.
Is that her name? Tiana Taylor,
Do you know the song, the Kanye West song that she dances on?
Mm-mm. Yes. Move. What is that?
It's not Move. But the song is from The Life of Pablo. So we were literally sitting.
Power.
We were literally. It's Fade. Yes. So we were chilling at his place in January, I think a couple of years ago. And Fade came on Channel O. And we literally, like, he literally stood up and said, "Gents, let's go to Royal." Called an Uber. It was about six of us. We all went. And literally, I came back the following day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apart from that, he's not only good for taking me to strip clubs. No. Played soccer with Yaya. I emceed his wedding. We went to high school together, like I said. We have frank conversations from time to time. We troll each other on Twitter. Just an overall good guy. And he's... I introduced him to you as well.
Yeah. He's my Mzwara now.
Yes. Mm. So, yeah, man. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I love you long time.
Ghost lady, what do you want to say to Lynn in closing?
Do you also have a voice note?
No. I'm going to see Len. Len and I are like buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more than just
a ghost
podcasters
lady.
And ghost lady, you know. So I've come to learn the other side of Len, and he's a sweet man.
Did you see how you almost like tongued yourself with Len and learn?
Learn. Yeah, because I learn and learn. Yeah. No shame.
Yeah.
And your last words? What do you want to say? What do you want to be remembered as?
No, I'm curious. Who the would you who, like to the, see come here on in your place?
The guy who wore soccer shirts. No, I'm kidding. Just remember me. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't have to put a title to me. Because I never put a title myself.
Yeah.
Just remember me.
Yeah.
You know, there's the movie 300. I don't know if any of you have watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's...
This is...
Not that part.
Okay.
But
Are you not entertained?
Yeah. Are you not entertained?
No, that's Gladiator.
Oh,
that's Gladiator. Yeah.
Actually, there's also a line from Gladiator. There's actually many lines, but...
You know, there's a way you're supposed to pour this. They're probably having me on the comments right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
and plus, you should be holding it from the bottom.
Fuck that. I don't drink this shit. I don't care, man.
But that's why it's called the fruit. You are there.
That's why this thing is called
celebrating with this shit. So you better hold this shit right.
Actually, we did not do a cheers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And the bottle is almost empty.
Hey.
It's like the words on 300, like, remember me. As simple as... the words sound.
Yeah.
Remember me. Remember why I was here. Remember the times that I made you laugh. Mm. Remember the times that we were, and when I say we, I mean the podcast and the chillers, we were at our lowest. Some could have been at their highest, some could have been at our lowest. But come rain or sunshine, the podcast had to be done. And whether it was a bad day for me, whether it was a good day for me, I would show up and we will do what we need to do.
In 100%.
I need to take out my glasses for this because it seems very unemotional.
Mm.
100%.
People are probably thinking, he's crying underneath the glasses. It was a beautiful journey. You know, I've been in broadcasting for around 10 years and it has never gotten personal as it has with Podcast and Chill.
Mm.
Because the chillers were not just people who just watched or listened or whatever. They were a part of the family. They are a part of where we are right now. So, yeah, it's...
In being remembered or like...
Guys, I'm not dying.
When I know, but like, I want to know, why were you part of this?
Why was I part of it?
Yeah.
To tell you the truth? Why are you playing pod?
What are you playing?
It's playing porn sound.
Oh God, what's playing in there?
Okay.
I'm taking you back to Royal.
But I
went for the strip dance.
Yeah.
So I maybe not there should be like a anything.
Sound.
Rather play WAP.
Yeah.
Maybe. That is just wow. But anyway, there was a question that you asked me that I
said,
lost
why,
my
truth. Why were you
playing? I blame it on the shampoo.
So were you playing Pornhub then?
He literally did. He literally,
wow.
Because I looked over on his phone.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, shit.
And it was like last search.
I was just about to ask which category.
You know, he couldn't have just went to something because he literally went to the sound. He knew.
He knew.
And I think... He probably was watching it sometime.
During the day, yes.
It's like, yeah, I know, I'm done.
I'm done.
I yanked one
Thank
out.
You. Yes.
I'll leave the
I'm
rest
satisfied.
To
land.
I'm going to take this ear. I'm going to take these earphones off.
Take them off, please.
Anyway. Where was I? You literally just fucked with my head.
You're getting too serious, man.
I was asking, why were you part of this?
I was literally going to my optometrist to go get my contact lenses replaced. He called me to his house and said, yo, let's record this. That's that shitty first episode. That I got there and we did it. And it just became a thing of like, okay, cool. I'll see you next week. But there was also an element of looking forward to seeing him. And because obviously after every recording, we chill and we talk shit and whatever and whatever and whatever and whatever.
Now we have to do research. That's why he's leaving.
Research for what?
So you were killing him, son.
That's keys. So, I'm being stupid. That's keys. That's keys.
So, that's essentially like how... I became a part of it and it just became...
What did you enjoy about the podcast?
Yo, there are so many facets to it.
Mm.
The opinions that the chillers have about what they see versus what they know is happening, that is the funniest thing ever, but appreciated nonetheless. The conversations that we have. I mean, we've gone through 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 ghost ladies or whatever.
Yeah.
How they come in.
Mm.
And...
But you must tell them why I'm your favorite ghost lady.
Which animal makes that sound?
Goat.
That's what you are.
All right.
Just the interaction and what... And the relationships that we have forged with the people that we talk to.
Yeah.
I'm very big on relations.
Mm, mm,
mm. And whether right or wrong, I mean, there are so many people who call me names and swear at me and whatever on the comments. I think that was my favorite section, actually. I love the comments section on every episode because if you are disingenuous, I will either laugh at you or I will address you like, yeah, you can make your point without like calling me names type of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And more than anything, it was a platform. You know, they say, Hore, with great responsibility, no, yeah. with great power yeah. comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
And
it's tough at the top.
And to a degree, it never felt like that.
Mm.
Because in as much as we were at the top, it never felt tough. Because
mm.
those who took us to the top never put too much pressure on us.
Shit. Unless we late on a Monday at 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah, except that ish. Oh, we not agree. We spoil them like Monday at 9. Like, now it's 3. But like, we want 9 o'clock. Like, but why? Okay, where's Spotify? But like, guys, why? Like, this, like, you know?
Yeah.
But those are like the little nitty gritties that happen here and there. Mm. But there was never pressure from anybody that all 80,000 odd some of you and probably will be 100,000 come December 31st.
Mm.
There was never pressure.
Yeah.
It was do what you do because we can relate with you guys. Yeah. And you guys are so genuine in what you do. That's why we love you. And I think that is why Podcast and Chill is at the top, because that's how genuine it is.
Mm.
There's no pretentious whatever, except the part where you drink Shambopo with pizza, because you never drink this shit. That's why you got sick.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a Kelly Kumalo interview.
Which one? The first or the second?
Both. Combined.
Both 30 minutes.
And you think people thought the second one was going to be a killer.
No!
So, episode.
Hey, we're going to miss those puns, bro.
So,
You know what, you know what I'm thinking? Going forward, ne, can I do the show with an earpiece and then you just give me the puns?
No, no, no. Jacob.
No, but in all honesty, ne, from my side, what I want to say, dog, is like, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey when you didn't have to. I could have, you know, a lot of people, I could have chosen a lot of people to do this with. And I think...
You could have had a best drive.
And I think...
I love you, Sebi.
I think like you being by my side throughout this whole time made this worthwhile.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know, but there's so many times where you've, you know, pulled me aside when the camera's off to shit on me, for lack of a better word. And bring me back to focus. People don't know how many times, how many episodes we had to cut, because had we put it up, we would have been cancelled.
Yeah.
And it was all because of him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't have a filter. I'm like, fuck it, chief. Yeah. Put it up, chief. And every single time he's got it right.
Yeah.
Like, even when I met with people who wanted to work with us, he was the first to say, no, listen, these guys are full of shit.
Mm.
And lo and behold, time proved correct.
Mm.
You know? So I appreciate the sacrifice. You, all the sacrifices you've made, you know, whenever we record, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, you never drop the ball.
Mm.
It was, I always looked forward to coming and chilling with you and chatting. It felt like how we always were when we were friends, you know. It's just that now there were mics.
What do you mean, were?
No, I'm saying like before the podcast.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And now you're going back to those days.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And really, dog, I really appreciate you, dog. Like, I've never told you this actually in person, eh?
Yeah. Oh, it had to take cameras.
Wow.
It had to fucking take cameras for this to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
No, but I really love you, dog. No homo. You're like a brother
but
I never
why
had.
Why do you have to add that bit to it?
I don't know. That's it's a cool thing to say. Everybody says it.
Mm. Okay.
No homo.
We could have said no cap.
No cap. You're like a brother I never had. And
you
thank
like
you for
that.
You don't have a brother.
He's the only child.
Drop the fucking thing
off
yours.
Like,
wait, is that an inside joke or did I miss something?
No.
And then, yeah, the door's always open, dog. Like, podcast is your home. You know that. We know we love you. And if ever you want to come back, dude, by all means, we'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Ghost Lady.
That's me trying to be serious, by the way. Did I nail it?
Yeah, you did.
I tried.
You tried.
I'll give you 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's a distinction, Chief.
Yeah.
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 I'll first start with Ghost Lady.
Mm-hmm.
The next vacation, we'll have cold champagne. Cold.
You know?
Not something
like that. I was right. This thing is horrible, man. I don't know why people drink this shit.
No, it's delicious.
It's hot. Have you ever had cold tea?
Mm.
No, are you saying mm or you want me to carry on?
I want you to carry on.
You know him so well, hey? You know him well.
This thing needs to be very chilled. It needs to be. It's like having warm beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still horrible though. But anyway, we're not talking about this.
Yeah. Ghosty, love you long time. We'll meet at the next whatever that happens that we have. I know where you live. Can always be coming through to swim. I can actually come learn to swim at your house. When
just hold the mic, Ghost Lady. It's fine. Just hold it.
So when I get some time, maybe I can get your son to help to teach me how to swim, actually. We'll be drinking and whatever. Mm. I'll see you at your birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like a farewell now.
So you're going to change the flyer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's no longer your birthday.
Yeah, it's no longer my...
It's Lens farewell.
Yeah, happening... which camera am I looking at? So many cameras now. This one. The Sands, yes.
At the Sands.
Yeah. At the Sands.
7th November.
7th November, yes.
Yes.
Which happens to be my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... yeah. See you there. I'll see you the other week. When we drink and whatever and whatever and whatever and whatever. But whenever you guys fuck up an episode, you can always ask me to listen to it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to come and physically be here.
Why?
No. No.
It defeats the purpose.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening. It's in the car. I'm driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Who knows? I've got a new job as a courier guy. I've got the whole
thing. Maybe you're an Uber driver now.
Or I'm an Uber driver, you know? So
making 16,000 now.
The chillers, if you want to ask me anything or what I'm watching on Netflix, or you wanna ask about how numbers make the world work, or you wanna ask me about the US elections that are currently happening and whatever, can hit me up on Twitter as you've always been doing. Can hit me up on Instagram as you've always been doing. Do I still have Facebook? Can't remember.
Mm.
I think I deactivated my Facebook because somebody tried to hack it. I almost became a Snacks Music. So, eh? What? It's my last show. Shit, I can say whatever the fuck I want. Hey, you're going out with a bang.
No!
We still have to interview these people, dog.
Who's next? Kelebata one by one. But yeah, I'm always available. I might not reply to you on the day.
Shit, it's only sinking in now, bro.
I know. So for me, this is like an outer body experience.
Wow.
But for the fact that I'm still in touch with Len, and I know that I will be hanging out with your lady, so it gives me comfort that I'll be very well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Contacted with you.
I actually have a very interesting birthday present for him.
Hey! Tier one, here we come! I'm getting a present.
Hey. Oh, best man, you winner.
Have a very interesting birthday present for him.
What?
No, I'm not going to tell him.
You're not going to tell him?
No.
Oh, wow. Can't wait.
Is he going to love it?
It's up to him.
It's up to him?
Mm. It's for love, but it's a mock at the same time.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
He'll figure it out.
He'll get it.
So all it took is for you to leave so I can get a present. It's been 2 years he hasn't given me a present this
way. So you've never had a present, birthday present?
No. It has been 2008 now. It's been 12 years. We've never given each other presents.
Shit!
You mean you guys every time you're like, happy birthday.
It's a WhatsApp.
It's done for the podcast.
For the sake.
Okay, for the sake.
Like, happy birthday, Sham. Even it's said in groups. Not even in person.
because someone actually said it.
Yes, and then you remember. Then it's like, oh shit, yeah. Ah,
then you put so a cake birthday emoji there.
Yeah, not even a chomp. Four call. But it's across both of us. It's not only from me.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
So I'll present it to him at his party.
No, or at your farewell.
No, it's his birthday party. No, guys, I can't overtake. But this man he's cleared the calendar. Now he's building up a new one. So I can't
he has cleared the calendar.
I can't be put in front of that journey.
Yeah, it's going down the sand. Saturday, 7th of November.
Yeah.
If you remember, free entry. Otherwise, we're running a special on DigiTicket. Great platform, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
To purchase tickets. It's the guys that helped us in Durban.
Durban, yeah.
Yeah. They've got a great platform. It's black-owned, which I love. So get your tickets on DigiTicket right now. They are 50% discount until Tuesday night. After that, it's going to be 80 Rand and then 120 at the door. Other than that, yeah, man. We're looking forward to it. This coming Saturday, it's going to be a jump.
Who's playing?
Yeah. Begzin, Trinity, me, Icon Lamaf is going to perform, Chalete, Catmaster, I'm sorry if I forgot your name, but if you call DJ
Ankle
Black.
If you call Ankle Tap on a Saturday, he might also be there.
Ankle Tap might come through. Yeah, but the lineup is
Ghost good. Lady, I agree you were trying to be a DJ.
When?
Awatli slot nyana, awanyana.
Is there room for training in the club? Is there room for training at that point?
I ask him, I don't know.
Say, no, no.
Well, don't worry, I'll do a pre-mix for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I can just pretend.
Yeah, like all these other female DJs.
Like, yeah, ne?
Just wait, wait.
Have they get a face beat, Nyana? Look good.
And fist pump.
And like, yo!
No ways.
Get earphones. Get earphones, though.
And tattoos. Lots of them.
Oh, and tattoos, ne?
Lots
oh, okay. All
lots
right.
of tattoos.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're out of here, man. This has been Podcast and Chill.
Did you just miss that?
Eh?
Okay, never mind.
Tattoos.
Ah, we missed it.
Okay.
I'm glad this is over. Now I don't have to work my mind over time.
Which female DJ has like a shitload of tattoos?
A shitload. You know, like tattoos.
Lamiz.
Come on, China. Yes.
Lamiz worthy.
Yeah, Lamiz.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
But I no
so
no,
you
but,
can be her.
But but she's the real deal.
Yeah, she plays.
She's the real deal. She plays.
You throw me under the bus.
You met the parents. You were there paying no
the focus.
We are here, man. This has been Podcast and Chill, The Last Dance.
Ha.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.